بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Honorable Ulama Ikram, respected elders and brothers in Islam, it is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends various reminders and warnings to people. Throughout a person's life, there will be many reminders from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many warnings from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, these were all warnings and reminders from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran Sharif, this is also a reminder from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that, one reminder and one warner from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mawt and death. Kafa bil mawti wa'idha. The hadith says that death is sufficient as an advice, as an admonition. You don't need a lengthy bayan, but just death itself alone is a bayan by itself. It's an advice by itself. It is a reminder by itself. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, يُقَالُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَاتَ فُلَانٌ وَفُلَانٌ. That every day we hear, someone has passed away. وَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ يَوْمٍ يُقَالُ فِيهِ مَاتَ عُمَرٌ. And that day will surely come when people will say that Umar radiallahu ta'ala has passed away. So one of the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and warners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is death. And this is something perhaps in the past year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us, and time and again we have witnessed this, we've heard it, we've seen it, and this reminder is so clear and the reality of life has become so vivid before our eyes. Person is healthy, is normal, nothing wrong with him. Then in a matter of few days, he's gone. Person spent his life building his empire. He reaches the pinnacle of his success outwardly, and there he's gone. Father and son, aging father is surviving, and the young healthy son is gone. So this is one reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One warner from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is supposed to jolt us to reality and bring us to reflect over the reality of life, that where am I and where am I going? Inna lafi dunya karakbi safinatin nadhunnu wukufan wazzamanu bina yajri. We are like passengers on a ship, on an ocean liner, smooth sailing so smoothly that a person is fool to believe that the ship is not moving. But the reality is that ship is moving. The poet says, and this is our example, the ship of life is moving with us. But we tend to forget the reality that life is moving and we are on our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمْ. For the disbelievers will be the fire of hell. لا يقضى عليهم فيموتوا. No term will be decreed for them that they could die. A person in this world is suffering, but death brings him relief from that misery, from that suffering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and may Allah save us, that as far as the people of Jahannam, لا يقضى عليهم فيموتوا. That no term will be decreed for them, فَيَمُوتُوا, that they could die and bring an end to their suffering, to their misery. In a hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explained that when the people of Jannah will be comfortably settled in Jannah, may Allah make us from among them, and the dwellers of Jahannam will be in the fire of hell, mawt and death will be brought in the form of a sheep, in the form of a ram. And there in front of all of the creation, mawt and death will be slaughtered. And then an announcer will announce, Ya ahlal jannati la mawt. Oh, people of Jannah, there is no death for you. You will remain forever and forever in Jannah. وَيَا أَهْلَ النَّارِ لَا مَوْتٍ. And oh, people of Jahannam, there is no death for you. You will remain in here forever and forever. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ. Allah says, like this, we will punish every person who was ungrateful and who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا, that they will cry out and they will scream and shout in Jahannam, رَبَّنَا, our Lord, أَخْرِجْنَا, please take us out from Jahannam. Please take us out. نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, we promise we will now do good deeds. We will spend our life correctly. غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ, and we will not repeat those deeds and those actions that we used to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reply will be, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ, that did we not grant you that life, that whoever wanted to take heed, he could have taken heed. When a person reaches the age of puberty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him that level of understanding. He understands this is beneficial, this is harmful. Now he has no excuse not to bring iman. Didn't we grant you that life, that if you wanted to take heed, you could have taken heed. And the longer a person lives in this world, the longer that opportunity is there for him, for him to take heed, for him to reflect over the things that are happening around him. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when a servant reaches the age of 60, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away every excuse from that servant. In other words, that person has no excuse now at all in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that for this reason I didn't change my life, or for this reason I behaved in a certain way. There is no excuse. Allah says, didn't we grant you that life? That if you wanted to take heed, you could have taken heed. So many years, so many months, we've seen what is happening around us. And Allah says to them, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, and the warner had come to you. And the warner had come to you. What is the warner Allah is referring to? قِيلَ مَوْتُ الْأَقَارِبِ وَالْأَقْرَانِ. One tafsir and one explanation of an-nadhir and the warner is the death of the relatives and a person's friends. So the death of people around is also a warner from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a silent reminder that this person has gone today, tomorrow your turn is also going to come. Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Saab rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, jab is bazam se ut gaye dost aksar, aur utte chale ja rahe hai barabar, ye har waqt pesh nazar jab hai manzar, yaha tera dil behalta hai kyun kar. Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Saab rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that when we see around us our friends, most of our friends have already gone. So many of our friends are going day by day. And when this manzar, when the sight is before us, then how is it that we can become unmindful and be deceived by the life of this world and not understand the reality of the akhirah and the reality of this life? Allow me to digress, respected elders and friends. Another explanation of وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, not Ibn Abbas, Ikrima, the student of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and Ibn Masud radiallahu anhu used to say, النَّذِيرُ هُوَ الشَّيْبُ, that one warner is also the white hair that a person sees on his head, on his hair, on his beard. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma used to say, الشَّيْبُ بَرِيدُ الْمَوْتِ, that white hair is a messenger of death. White hair is a message, is a postman of death. White hair is signaling that very soon and very shortly your life is going to go, you are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. امام شافعي رحمه الله عليه سسي: قد خبت نار نفسي باشتعال مفارقي. That when I see my hair lighting up and becoming white and gray, then I have understood that قد خبت نار نفسي, the fire of my life is slowly and surely going to extinguish. وأظلم ليلي إذ أضاء شهابها. And when I see my hair lighting up and my head lighting up and becoming white, then my nights become dark, because this signals to me that I am coming to the end of my life. So respected elders and friends, I said in the beginning that it is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends reminders and sends warnings to us. He reminds us continuously, different warnings come to us about the reality of our life, about the akhirah, about the real life, and about the certainty of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one such warner, which we have seen quite extensively in this past year, is the reminder of death, is the warner of death. And like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly reminds us that we are coming to Him, like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also constantly bestows upon us various opportunities which we can capitalize on to help us and to bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one such golden opportunity is right at our doorstep, and that is the opportunity of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Sahabi, two friends, one friend passed away as a shaheed. A year later, the other friend passes away. Sahaba radiallahu anhum say, O Nabi of Allah, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets this friend join his other friend in the high stages of Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what type of a dua you are making? What about all the salah this friend performed in this 1 year? What about all the sawm and fast this person kept in this 1 year? His martaba and his level will be much higher than his friend who passed away last year. So those who have gone, they have gone. Allah has reminded us and Allah has spared us. And inshallah, may Allah spare us till we see the Mubarak month of Ramadan. But this Mubarak month of Ramadan is a great opportunity for us. كَمْ تَعْرِفُ مِمَّنْ صَامَ فِي سَلَفِي مِنْ بَيْنِ أَهْلٍ وَجِيرَانٍ وَإِخْوَانِ. So many friends we saw last year, they were here in the month of Ramadan. So many neighbors we saw, they were here in the month of Ramadan last year. But now, أَفْنَاهُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَاسْتَبْقَاكَ حَيًّا بَعْدَهُمْ. Mort and death has taken them away, but Allah has kept you alive, and Allah has allowed you, inshallah, to see another Mubarak month of Ramadan. فَمَا أَقْرَبَ الْقَاسِيَ مِنَ الدَّانِي. The poet says, that person who outwardly seems to be far from death, how close is he to that person who is near death, meaning that person who has already passed away. That person who seems to be far from death, he's living, he's on the surface of this earth. But the reality is, how close is he to his friend, his brother, his neighbor who passed away? Any time maut can come and take us. So this Mubarak month of Ramadan is a great opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow us upon. And we should make this dua, which is also a masnoon dua. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan li. Especially in this time, in this environment, when there's so much of uncertainty around us, let us make this dua. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. O Allah, keep me safe and sound for the month of Ramadan. Allow me to witness the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Healthy, normal. Wa sallim Ramadan li. And make the month of Ramadan safe and sound for me, normal for me. The masjid is open. I can freely do what I need to do. I can stand in Taraweeh Salah. So Allah, let this Ramadan be like that. Keep me safe for Ramadan, and keep my Ramadan safe for me. And wasallimhu li mutaqabbala. And oh Allah, whatever ability and tawfiq you bless me to do in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, oh Allah, you grant me acceptance in that month, that all those a'mal and whatever I will do in this Mubarak month, oh Allah, accept those a'mal for me. So my message, respected elders and friends, for today is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us the reality of life and has reminded us constantly, this is before us. And at the same time, Allah has given us this golden opportunity of the month of Ramadan. Let us make this Ramadan a moment, a month of change in our lives. Not only in our ibadat. One is our ibadat. Let us increase in our recitation of Quran from now. Let us come to the masjid from now. Let us increase our different ibadat that we're doing, our dhikr, whatever. Even if it's little, one page of Quran, two page, but let's start from today. And likewise, let us make this month of Ramadan a moment of change for our entire lives. Whatever I'm doing, oh Allah, I am your banda. Allah has given us this month of forgiveness, of mercy. It is as if when the month of Ramadan commences, it is as if there is a gentle shower constantly for the 30 days, every moment, constant shower of mercy, forgiveness, acceptance. Let us go and let us enjoy from the shower of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.